Taking the boat of Krishna's lotus feet, my grandfather Arjuna and others crossed the ocean of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in which such commanders as Bhishma Dev resembles great fish that could very easily have swollen them. By the mercy of Lord Krishna, my grandfathers crossed this ocean, which was very difficult to cross, as easily as one steps over the hoof print of a calf. Because my mother surrendered unto the Lord Krishna lotus feet, the Lord Sudarshan Chakra in hand entered her womb and saved my body, the body of the last remaining descendants of Kurus and the Pandavas, which was almost destroyed by the fiery weapons of Ashwatthama. Lord Sri Krishna appearing within and outside of all material embodied living beings, by his own potency in the form of eternal time, that is, as Paramatma and as Virat Rupa, give liberation to everyone, either as cruel death or as life. Kindly enlighten me by describing his transcendental characteristic. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.58, Samasritaye padapallavapalvam mahat padam punya yashuh murareh bhavam buddhir vats padam param padam 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 yad vipatam natesam. For one who has accepted the boat of lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and famous as Murari, are the enemy of the Moor demon, the ocean of material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoof print. His goal is Parampadam or Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, and the place where there is a danger at every step. One who seeks shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna is immediately protected by the Lord. As the Lord promises in Bhagavad Gita 1866, Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukshayishyami ma sucha. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions, don't fear. By taking shelter of Lord Krishna, one comes under the safest protection. Thus, when the Pandavas took shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, all of them were on the safe side of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Parikshit Maharaj therefore felt obliged to think of Krishna in the last day of his life. This is the ideal result of Krishna consciousness. Ante Narayana Smriti. If at the time of death one can remember Krishna, one's life is successful. Parikshit Maharaj therefore, because of his many obligations to Krishna, intelligently decided to think of Krishna constantly during the last day of his life. Krishna has saved the Pandavas, Maharaj Parikshit's grandfathers on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And Krishna has saved Maharaj Parikshit himself when he was attacked by Brahmastra or Ashwatthama. Krishna acted as a friend and worshipable deity of the Pandav family. Moreover, apart from Lord Krishna's personal contact with the Pandavas, Krishna is the super soul of all living entities, and he gives everyone liberation even if one is not a pure devotee. Kamsa, for example, was not at all a devotee, yet Krishna after killing him, gave him salvation. Krishna consciousness is beneficial to everyone, whether one is a pure devotee or a non-devotee. This is the glory of Krishna consciousness. Considering this, who will now take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna? Krishna is described in this verse as Maya Manusya. Because he descends exactly like a human being, he is not obliged to come here like karmis or ordinary living in being. Rather, he appears by his own eternal potency, Sambhavami Atma Maya, just to show favor to the fallen conditioned soul. Krishna is always situated in his original position as Satchidananda Vigraha, and anyone who renders service to him is also situated in his original spiritual identity, Swarupena Vyavasthiti. This is the highest perfection of human life. This verse in Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken by Parikshit Maharaj. Sukadeva Goswami describes Srimad Bhagavatam up to 9th canto. Towards the end of 9th canto, Sukadeva Goswami has described in very brief the all pastime and activity of Krishna. And Krishna appeared in Mathura and he displayed different pastime, Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka. Everything was in brief he described in 9th canto, towards the end of 9th canto. But Parikshit Maharaj was not satisfied with a brief description. So in this verses, in beginning of 10th canto, he is requesting Sukadeva Goswami, please describe pastime of Krishna in detail. I have enough time. I have no other engagement. You know, this was the 4th day of Parikshit Maharaj. He was cursed to die within 7 days. 3 days has passed. Today, 4th day. We know Parikshit Maharaj was fasting. He has taken a vow not to take any food or any drink. Even for continuous 7 days, continuous 3rd or 4th day, he has not accepted, he has not drank even water. So he was on the verge of the death. Just few days more were left. So here it is, Pita Mahame Samare Amaranjaye. When Prabhupada starts the purport of these verses, Prabhupada has quoted one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, also 10th canto, 14th chapter. This is prayer of Brahma, Brahma praying. And Brahma talks about the shelter of taking, what is influence or prabhava, greatness of taking shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. By taking shelter, lotus feet of Krishna, one comes under the safest protection. anyone has taken shelter in lotus feet of Krishna, it means he is on the safest protection. As Krishna promised in Bhagavad Gita, Aham tvam sarvapape bhe mukshayishyami masucha sarvdharman pratyajya mamekam sharanam braja Aham tvam sarvapape bhe mukshayishyami masucha. So by taking shelter in lotus feet of Krishna, one comes under the safest protection, taking shelter. And then here, in these verses, Parikshit Maharaj talks about Pandavas, his grandfathers. Since they had taken shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, they were on the safe side in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and they were protected. पिता महा में समरे अमरंजय माई ग्रैंड फादर अर्जुन एंड युधिष्ठिर भीम नकुल एंड सहदेव देवर ऑन द सेफेस्ट साइड एंड देवर प्रोटेक्टेड बाई कृष्ण अदरवाइज हियर परीक्षित महाराज टॉक्स अबाउट द assemble army of the Kauravas. They were like ocean, big vast reservoir of water, great ocean, great sea. Kaurava Sainya Sagaram, the assembled army of the Kauravas was like a ocean, big vast reservoir of water. And in that water, there are wild animals, ferocious animal like Bhishma Pitama. The big ocean, you can't cross by swimming, you know where you can cross the ocean. Bhishma Pitama and other Atirathi, great commanders in chief like Karna, Dronacharya himself, many Atirathai, and they have potency, they have power to conquer, they have power, they could gain victory over demigod Karna. They have celestial weapon with them. Dronacharya, topmost archer of that time, big archer, and Bhishma Pitamah. You know Bhishma Pitamah, his father, Shantanu Maharaja, granted him a boon of a supernatural power of Ikshā Mṛtu. He was granted boon by his own father, Shantanu, supernatural power of Ikshā Mṛtu. Ikshā Mṛtu means Bhishma Pitamah could choose the time of his death and manner of his own death according to his own choice. No power could force him to die in certain time. Of course, he was not granted a boon for immortality. But about deciding the time of death and deciding the manner of death, he was competent. He will decide. He can choose. He could choose the time and manner of his own death. Nobody can. And he was in the battlefield. He was fighting from the Kauravas, from Duryodhan side, against Yudhishthir Maharaj, against Arjuna. Dronastra, Dev Vrata. But he said, Parikshit Maharaj, Duratyam, it was very difficult to cross this ocean of army. But my grandfather, they crossed it over. Vatsa Padam Yatasma. They crossed the whole vast ocean of battlefield like a hoof print of a calf. Not like footprint of like hoof print of camel or elephant. Not even big cow. What's means calf, baby calf. When a calf walks on the muddy place, then some impression comes. Your ditch is created, and that ditch sometimes contains some water. So the Sainya Sagar, Kaurav Sainya Sagar, he was a vast reservoir of water, vast great ocean. Simply by taking shelter, lotus feet of Krishna, Kritva Atharam, the whole vast reservoir of water, ocean was reduced like a hoop print of a calf. And while we are walking, we have experienced the step over not only one foot hoof print, many point hoof. So that my great grandfathers, Yudhishthira and others, they crossed this ocean very easily as one steps over the hoof prints of a car. What was the qualification? Because they have taken yat palva. They have taken the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the important taking shelter. So Prabhupada in his purpose talks about by taking shelter of Krishna, taking shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, one comes under the shepherd's protection. And then second verse, Parikshit Maharaj talks about himself. I myself was burnt, destroyed. My body was absolutely destroyed by the celestial weapon of Ashwatthama, Brahmastra. But Yugopa Kukshi Gatata Chakra, but Krishna protected me. I was the last remaining descendants of the Kaurav and Pandavas. In the battlefield, every single person, every single member of the Kuru dynasty as well Pandav dynasty, they were destroyed, they killed, except five Pandavas. So Parikshit Maharaj was the last, final remaining descendants of the whole dynasty. He said that, but I was saved, and I was also destroyed, I was also killed, I was also burned by the weapon, celestial weapons, Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. But Krishna saved me, protected me when I was in the womb of my mother. So usually the great devotee are protected by Krishna. So indirectly it appears that Parikshit Maharaj was glorifying himself. Krishna protects his pure devotee, and I was protected by him, means I must be great devotee, otherwise how Krishna will protect? They said, no, I am not great devotee for sure. And even I did not take shelter lotus feet of Krishna. Here say, Matuscha me yah saranam gata. Gokulananda ji ki, Radha Gokulananda ji ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji. I was saved because Matuscha me yah saranam gataya. My mother, she was a great devotee of Krishna, surrendered devotee of Krishna. She took shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. And because I am related with her, she is my mother. So Krishna protected me. I have no qualification, but my mother was great devotee, and she has taken shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. On account of her pure devotional service, her surrender, I was saved. Matuscha meyah saranam gataya. My mother, great devotee, Uttara was a great devotee, and she took shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. So she was protected, and same time her child Parikshit Maharaj was protected. So Parikshit Maharaj had fortune that before birth, when Parikshit Maharaj was in the womb of his mother Uttara, Krishna personally entered here. Parikshit Maharaj said, he has seen while he was living, before birth he was in the womb of mother Uttara, he has privilege, he has fortune to see directly face to face Krishna. Here, Ata Chakra, Krishna has mystic power. Krishna entered in the womb of Uttara, in the womb of mother of Parikshit Maharaj, when he was holding Chakra, Sudarshan Chakra, and he protected. So, therefore, seventh verse talks about Virjani Tasya Khiladeha Bhajam Antar Bahi Purushkala Rupa Paryakshato Mirtum Uta Amritam Cha Maya Manushas Badasya Vidya. learned Sukadeva Goswami, you are Vidwan, you know all pastime of Krishna, everything you know, you are Sarvagya. So please, Badaswa, please describe, please speak about Krishna Virjani, his glory. Virjani tasya khiladeha bhaga. Parikshit Maharaj describes about Krishna that he is akhila deha bhaja. Krishna is atma of every living entity. As a super soul, Krishna residing in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham hridisan nivishto. Krishna says, I am seated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvhutanam hridese arjun tishtati brahmen sarvhutani yantra rudhani maya. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as his Paramatma feature, he resides in everyone's heart. So here, Parikshit Maharaj, Virjani tasya khila deha bhajam, so super soul of all living entity, antar vahi purushkala rupah, from within he is protecting, giving amrit, immortal, eternal life as a Paramatma, but from outside, Kal Rupai, in the form of eternal time, in the form of a death. So for Mirtu and Amrtu, Amrat, it is he, Krishna, he is providing Mirtu, destroying everyone's body by the Kal, which is Kalosmi, Krishna, it is form of it, Kal. Eternal time is also Krishna. As a time factor, Krishna destroying everything from outside and from within he is protecting. Parayakshato mrittu uta amritam cha. He is giving mrittu and amrit both. So maya manushasya vadasva vidvan. He appeared exactly like an ordinary human being, though he is not human being. Maya manushasya, maya manushya. You know, one day we are talking, Radha Raman Paru are talking. Sita was kidnapped, abducted by Ravan. But she was not the Sita, it was Maya Sita, false Sita. Our imitation Sita, shadow of Sita, Maya Sita, Chaya Sita. So similarly, Maya Manushya, Krishna appeared and displayed his pastime, and it appears that he is a human being, but he is not human being. Maya Chaya, Maya Manushya, a Supreme Personality of God, he. Even he appeared as a human being, ordinary human being, as a son of Vasudeva and Devaki, he was equipped with all six opulences. All six opulences were full in his personality. Maya manushyasya badasva vidvan, you are vidvan. You know all the mystery of incarnation and activities of Krishna, pastime of Krishna. I request you, please describe the pastime of Krishna. I want to hear those pastimes. So in this purport, basically Prabhupada is talking about Saranagati, taking shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. Since Yudhishthira Maharaj took shelter, lotus feet of Krishna, then he was on safest side, in the safe side. That although this army was very difficult to cross. But see, you can say, who can gain victory when Bhishma Pitam was against, and he has Iksha Mirtu Bharata. Iksha Mirtu, meaning he could choose time as well manner of death. And he chose when Bhishma Pitam left his body in battlefield of Kushra. After many months of the battle in Kurukshetra, that time Krishna was personally standing in front of him. Of course, Bhishma Dev told, my Lord, this is my time, I am going to quit the body. it was Uttarayana. Yad Mokshadaya Ekadasi, this is the day when Mahabharata Yuddha started. And on 10th day of battle, he was knocked down by Arjuna, the Bhishma Pitamah. But he did not die at that day, that moment. But he waited more than 2 months. He was lying on the bed of the air. When Uttarayana came, considered to be very auspicious time for quitting the body, especially for yogi, so he decided to quit his body in Uttarayana, and it was almost more than 2 months away. So he waited there. He could decide the time and the manner how he was lying on the bed of the arrow, and he requested Krishna, please stand right in towards my legs so that I can see, because he could not move his head. So Krishna was standing right in front of Bhishma Pitamah. Bhishma Pitamah was seeing directly with his own naked eye. He was seeing Krishna chanting the glories of Krishna, chanting name of Krishna, and surrounded by devotees like Yudhishthira, Bhishma, and many saintly persons, equipped the world. So he could choose time and death, and he was fighting against the Pandavas. So who could gain victory over them in that battlefield? But my grandfather, they did gain victory because they have taken shelter lotus feet of Krishna. So this type of choosing time and manner, so first of all, we should not mistake this Iksha Mirtu. It is not immortality. He was not Amar. Death is you. And same time, we should not think that you are not like suicide, like nowadays we hear. In this country, and West Kaya, everywhere, many people are choosing their time and manner of death also. They decide how I should suicide. Sunte hai na? They decide their own time. Okay, this particular day I will eat or I will shoot myself. They are also deciding their time and manner also, whether I will jump from the, of the bridge or so this one not like this. They are Bhishma Pitamah was not like this, that he decided like modern people. If someone wants to do suicide, then he decide the date and also decide the man. This is not like him. He had control over the death for time being. So this is Yudhishthira Parikshit Maharaj remembering how my grandfathers were saved, how I was protected by Krishna. My grandfathers were saved because they have taken directly shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. And I was saved because my mother has taken shelter of Krishna. On account of her pure devotional service, I was saved. So we should take shelter of, towards the end, Srila Prabhupada's talk. If someone renders service in lotus feet of Krishna, surrenders in lotus feet of Krishna, that this is the highest perfection of life, that we take shelter of Krishna. And in Bhagavad Gita, the all final instruction of Krishna, ultimate instruction of Krishna is that we should take shelter in lotus feet of Krishna. Sarva dharman paritya mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papiva mokshayishyami vasuch. You do remember Krishna any time. It is very glorious. But it is considered to be more glorious when we remember Krishna at the time of the death. You see, Parikshit Maharaj was on the verge of death, and at that time he was remembering Krishna. Ante Narayana Smriti. Any time you are remembering Krishna, very glorious. But if you are fortunate enough, you can remember Krishna during that, or the time of death. So Parikshit Maharaj was such a glorious personality. In presence of saintly person, he quit the body. So here, in brief, in these verses. Parikshit Maharaj talking about the glorious position of Pandavas. They were protected, they were saved in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Otherwise here it was very difficult. Kaurav Sainya Sagar, it was Sagar. Sagar of assembled armies, and the army Karna, who can conquer, who can gain victory over Kang? A celestial weapon, protected by different types of celestial weapon. Dronacharya, guru of Arjuna, topmost, best archer of that time. He was fighting against Arjuna, he was fighting against Yudhishthira, but they gained victory over them very easily. As Vatsa Padam, as one steps over the hoof print of a calf. So we should take shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. That is, this is the highest perfection of life. Towards the end, concluding statement, this is the highest perfection of human life. Taking shelter and serving the lotus feet of Krishna, then concluding sentence of this purpose, this is the highest perfection of human life. Highest possible perfection of human life. Okay, here I stop. If you have any question or comment, you are welcome.